My guest for One-on-One this week is Professor Yaroslav Blahos, one of the world's leading endocrinologists. Besides publishing over 370 papers on a specialist subject, Professor Blahos has also won several prestigious awards. Among other things, he was only the second Czech, after Jan Evangelista Purkyně, to be made a member of France's renowned Académie nationale de médecine. He has been head of the Czech Medical Association since 1993 and was president of the World Medical Association from 1999 to 2001. Born in 1930 in the West Bohemian town of Hrazdjovice, Professor Blahos spent his formative years growing up under the German protectorate. I started by asking him what he remembered of those turbulent times.
I cannot say we suffered, but we witnessed terrible things. For example, when the Jews were taken out of the town, we knew very well that they would be murdered. So it was a very, very hard time. In fact, for example, we couldn't keep many things at home. I remember just once the German police came and they searched our flat and they found, I don't know, about 1 or 2 kilos of sugar. You see, we are afraid that my father will go to prison because of that. You see, it was nonsense, absolutely nonsense. It was liberated by the American army in 1945. And, of course, you can imagine that it was a fantastic time for us. From one point of view, it was a terrible, terrible time. From the other point, we had to be under stress, and it helped us perhaps to survive even hard times, you see.
You mentioned there the liberation by the American Army. By all accounts, you ended up working as an interpreter for Patton's forces. How did that happen?
Well, my native town was liberated by the 3rd American Army, led by General George Patton. And when he came to Hrazdjovice for one day, he wanted to meet the inhabitants. And because there was nobody in the town who spoke English, because my teacher of English was sick at the time. My father, who spoke English quite well, so he was away. So I was 15 years old. And so they asked me to say something and to translate George Patton's greetings. So it was near the town. There were many people over there, and George Patton came and said, "Hello, we are very happy to be here, and we found many friends here." So I translated these 2 or 3 sentences to Czech. It was not very, very difficult. So I cannot say I was interpreter for General Patton. But anyhow, I got the shirt from the General Patton, and on my shoulders it was written interpreter. So I was very, very proud of this. And then I spoke with him in my very primitive English, but he was a very, very nice man.
You ended up going to medical school in 1949, which was like an interesting time in this country, because the communists had just come to power and were consolidating their grip. What sort of impact did that have on how you studied and what you studied?
We moved from Hrazdjovice to Prague in 1946, and I was decided to study medicine. But unfortunately, in 1948, communists came to power, and my father was a lawyer. He had an office here in Prague. They came to him and they asked him to sign that he will be a member of the Communist Party. And my father resolutely said no. So immediately they stole everything in his office, you see. And my father next day was working as a worker in a factory, which he had never done something like this. So it was a terrible time. And of course, all his family suffered. For me, they decided not to study medicine and to go to the military service, you see, and to be persuaded that communism is the right ideology. Well, fortunately, after several months, even after the school already began, so I couldn't study in Prague, I knew that in Pilsen there's a medical faculty, which was a section of Charles University. And they were looking for students, because it was just the beginning of this medical faculty. So I was happy to go there. I was admitted to the medical faculty of Plzeň. And I studied in Plzeň for 5 years, and I finished my studies with distinctions.
As a doctor and a scientist, one thing that has always been crucial for, you know, medical research and even all scientific research is the exchange of ideas and information. Was that difficult during the communist era?
Yes, it was not very easy to be in contact with the Western medicine. First of all, we couldn't go to the West, you see, and to see how is the medicine in America, in Germany, in Austria. That was absolutely impossible because we had to stay here in Prague and in Czechoslovakia. Fortunately, we had the access to the literature, and so we knew what's going on. But of course, we couldn't take many things and to practice many things which we knew that it existed already. Of course, as a young man, I was going to go somewhere, you see. And so the first occasion which I had to go abroad was to go to Ethiopia. Because when Haile Selassie, the emperor of Ethiopia at the time, went to Czechoslovakia, they made an agreement with our communist government that there will be an exchange of doctors because they needed doctors. So this was the only possibility to how to get out of Czechoslovakia for a certain time. And I had to leave, of course, my family or my parents and so on at home here in Prague. And I went to Ethiopia for 2 years then.
I've noticed from your CV that you spent the years 68, 69 in Paris. We recently had the 40th anniversary of what happened here in 1968. And like, were you outside the country when this happened? Or did you think of, you know, it was a time when a lot of people thought about leaving. Did you think about leaving at that time?
Yes, I was thinking many, many times about that. In 1968, in August, when the Russian Red Army and the Allies came to Czechoslovakia, at that time I was in Bulgaria, because in Bulgaria was the country which we could visit, the sea. So, you know, it was my family, it was my wife and my son, we went to Bulgaria. I knew from there that the Russians came to Czechoslovakia. And of course, I immediately thought that I could leave. But I knew that my mother was sick, and my mother was living alone here in Prague. And when she was slightly better, I just by chance got the invitation to go to study in Paris. So we decided with my wife, it was possible. At that time, still, it was possible to leave Prague, to leave Czechoslovakia. There was no objections. And when I was, my mother was all right, I can say, relatively. She was quite old, but she was relatively all right. So we went to Paris. And then when I saw that the situation is very bad in Czechoslovakia and that there comes again this time of very tough communist system, so I decided almost certainly that I would stay in France. Unfortunately, again, my mother was sick and I couldn't leave her. She was alone, you see, and I had nobody here, so I came back. But when I came back, I must say, because of the excellent medical team, was not communist at all, ideologically. There were several doctors that were in the Communist Party, but they were not dangerous at all. They were assigned to be in the Communist Party, but they were not communist. That was the same in all the population. The majority of employees were in the Communist Party, but they were not really communists. They were just in the party because it was easier for their life and for their families and so on. You see. But I have never been there.
Given your experience of medicine around the globe, what do you think of Czech medical standards and the Czech medical system and what do you think are its strengths and where do you think it could be improved?
First of all, I should mention that it improved a lot. It improved because of approach to the Western medical science and Western medical practice and health care. During the communist era, for example, medical ethics was not very important because it was not necessary, in fact. The ethical rules were given by the Communist Party. You see, and nobody could discuss about whether it is wrong, whether it is nonsense, whether it is foolish, not at all. So it was accepted because we couldn't be involved in the medical ethics. Of course, this changed completely. Second, it was the medical exchange with colleagues from abroad. So it's a great advantage, and we had no idea that what it could happen like this. You see, when we were under the communist system, we thought that we knew that it's from the historical point of view, it will last short time. But of course, we also were aware that this historical short time could be more than our life. It was very sad to have these ideas, so we couldn't believe that from one day, in fact, to another, this will completely change and that we will be completely, absolutely free.